Chaf Aleph, Arzei HaLevonon.
There are in the world, included in what I'm saying, words of Musar, they're directed very much at myself, but if you're in this room and you're hearing it, it's probably something that you should hear also. The Arzei HaLevonon is about the Asari Harugi Malchus, and if you're going to broaden the message, or the message really is, it's a loss of Gedolei Torah. So this year, you can't not say that that we have lost our own Arzei HaLevonon. Rav Kapelman Zechut Tzadik Livracha, Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz Zechut Tzadik Livracha, Rav Chaim Stein Zechut Tzadik Livracha, and in the most tragic and horrifying, most recently, Rav Elazar Abuchatzera Zechut Tzadik Livracha. I heard from Rabbi Goldwasser from Brooklyn, an ironic story, but it brings out a very poignant point. There was once a shul in Europe, and there was a kahila that had a newly appointed rav. And I don't know if it was the first week he said or early on, came a question Shabbos morning, very deep question, whether they should say Avarachman. When you say Tachnun, if it's a day you don't say Tachnun, you don't say Avarachman. They go over to the young Rav and they say to him, do we have to say Avarachman today? And he responds, look at the Luach. On the Luach, it said whether they had to say Avarachman or not. That night, the head of the Kehila gets together with the Motzei Shabbos, with the other Cheshuvim that had appointed this Rav, and he says, this is a bizayon. How could we have a Rav who doesn't even know the Halacha to say Avarachamim? This is terrible. They decided on the spot, that's it. The Rav has to go. This is not going to work. And they called the Rav in next morning, that night, and they said, we're sorry. You're obviously not befitting a Rav for our community, for our Kehila. You don't know enough Torah. You don't have a Rachamim. And he took, the Rav took the message, and he knew, and he moved on. He packed up his family, he moved on. Several years later, this same Balabas who created the stir and released the Rav was in another city, and he goes Shabbos night, and they Shabbos night, Friday night, big shul, big beautiful shul. And as it is, of course, Friday night, he's a guest in someone's home. And at the end of davening, on Friday, Marv, everyone goes to say good Shabbos to the Rav. He gets up to the Rav, and he doesn't recognize it. It's the same person that he had released, and he had fired. And he looks at him, he's very young. And he has the audacity, and he says to him, he says, how could such a young Rav become the Rav of such a large Kehila? And he answered, it was the Avarachman. So, I guess I shouldn't make people laugh on Tisha B'Av, but the point that I take from the story is, and I think that we can take, is that there are times that we are the cause of an event and we don't even realize it. And this happens, Arzei HaLevonon, with Torah scholars, this is so true. This is so true. That in the Mori Naim, he's constantly writing the saying, quoting Nirgun Mafred Aluf, Nirgun Mafred Aluf, which loosely translated is, the one who complains separates us from God. When we complain about when a person comes home after a drasha and says whatever they say in front of their children, they are lowering the esteem of those Torah scholars. And when they think that they don't get, they're not getting the deserving Torah scholars, they should look at themselves. There's a beautiful saying, when you point at others, there's four fingers pointing back at yourself. If we complain about our Rabbanim not fixing this problem, not fixing that problem, not saying about this, not doing this, we're pointing a finger. We better look back at ourselves. Because if we lose Torah scholars, it's our own fault. We have to look at ourselves. And if you think, yes, but this is different, these words are really directed at you. In this kina, there's parts missing. There's only of the Sarahur Gemarchos, first of all, there's only eight if you count. Also, this is repeated in much more detail in the Chazaras Hashas and Musaf and Yom Kippur. And there, the introduction, it's very much clearly indicated that the Asari Haruga Malchus were a result of the Asari B'nai Yaakov and the seed, as the Art Scroll and the Kina says, the seeds were sown by what they did to sell their brother. The seeds were sown of sinas chinam, and it bore fruit. And the fruit was the very, very bad fruit of this was the horrific killing of these ten gedolim, of the terrible. If we read the kina, and we're probably all familiar with it, the terrible ways that these great Talmidei Chachamim and were mevaza and killed in such a terrible way. And often we don't really put together the cause and the effect. We like to ignore it. Most recently, for myself, the most recent Rav Elazar Abu Chatzera, after this happened, the horrifying event of him being stabbed, you look for meaning. You look to read whatever I could to understand. And I saw something which. It's very interesting because in the liturgy for Yom Kippur, they send Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol to Shemayim to see with the Shem Hashem to find out if it was a gezeira from Hashem. Listen to the word gezeira from Hashem, and they were told kiblu aleichem, accept it. At the Levaya, I heard that afterwards, Rav Pinchas Abu Chatzera said that the weeks leading up to when Ravi was killed, he told Rav Pinchas, and he told about the terrible gezeiros caused by Lashon Hara. He kept saying about the gezeiros of Lashon Hara. Hear the word, gezeira. And then he also told his family, Kasha Nigza Gzera Nigzeres. It's just, it slips, whatever we try, learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, we try. But there are slips, and Kasha Nigza Gzera Nigzeres. We don't realize the cause and effect of the words that we say. We We have a mouth. We have a mouth. A mouth, it has a tremendous ability to be marbus chlius in a very fast manner. In the course of a minute, I don't know if it's 200 words of Torah we can say, but unfortunately, zelu mazeh, that mouth can send out bullets and spears and nuclear bombs that can hurt many other people. And the collateral damage, I think you see, is this kina, Arzel Vonen.